Welcome back to Teriyaki Chicken Nugget. I know it's been a while. I think it's been about 5 months. And this is actually the very first episode of 2022. Kind of excited, but the main topic today will not be exciting. As exciting. I don't know. I hope you guys like it, but it's not going to be like sparkly kind of topic. Anyways, so this is May. I just can't believe it's already May since the last episode that I uploaded. I'm in Japan right now, and I just finished my first year of university. I was actually hoping to release a lot of episodes in my first year, but a lot of things happened, and I wasn't really able to, and I don't know, mainly because I didn't have time and energy. I want to talk about why I'm in Japan right now, and I don't know why. Wait. obviously, like, I'm from Japan, and I have family here, and I am technically on summer break, so that's why I'm in Japan. But the thing is, I wasn't really planning to go back to Japan for May or for summer break, in that sense, because I was going to go home for 2023 New Year's anyways. So I was like, I'm not going to go back to Japan for summer 2022. But I had a problem, a serious problem. And I actually made the podcast episode about this. But the issue was that I had to fix my teeth. Kind of embarrassing that I'm saying this. But I have... So... If you guys listen to the dentist episode, you guys probably know, but I had issues with my teeth, and specifically my wisdom teeth, and then 5 other teeth that I might have to, excuse me, 5 other teeth that I might have to get fixed. So I came back to Japan to go to the dentist. Like, that's my main purpose of being here. And then, long story short, I took my wisdom tooth, bottom right tooth, out a week ago, and now I'm actually about to go into another dentist appointment to take the stitches out. But, when I was at the dentist in Canada, they told me, like, I have 5 cavities, so I have to get them filled, and then take all my wisdom teeth out. So they gave me this like whole estimate for all the teeth, and then it was like more than $2,000, I think. And I was like, that is more than buying a plane ticket to Japan. So I'm going back to Japan. And I came back, I took one of my wisdom teeth out. It was like $80. Crazy, because if I was to take it out in Canada, it would have cost me like $500. So like, that's so much less than what it was said in Canada. So I'm very happy about it. But still, like, my jaw is kind of swollen, and I actually look like I got hit by someone in the face, because I don't know. They drilled my jaw bone, I guess, and then they cracked open my tooth. And then they split it in half and took one by one, if that makes sense. And then they stitched up. I got 3 needles. So that was a process. But I'm happy that my tooth is gone. And now I want to take my bottom left wisdom tooth. But I don't think that's happening while I'm here. It's just not that serious, even though, like, I did have a problem with it. And then I was like, actually asking my dentist, I was like, should I take it out? And he was like, if it swelled once, yes, you should take it out. And I was like, okay, like, if I have time. But I have a lot of plans while I'm in Japan, and I only have like 3 weeks left. So I guess we're gonna hold on to that for a while. Anyways, I finished my first year of university. It was a lot, but at least I'm done. So let's just get into the main topic of today. I want to talk about, in the title, I said bilateral living, but what does that mean? Because I totally made it up, so I don't know if it makes sense to everyone, but what I meant by that is, like, living in two different countries and, like, going back and forth between the two countries. So I'm gonna get into it. I want to talk about this because I never really thought me moving to Canada from Japan, like, would be this difficult. And I feel like there are a lot of things that other people can relate, especially if they're, like, studying abroad or, like, trying to do something outside of their own country. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about this. And I know, like, it's not, like, a big population where a lot of people are like, oh, like, I moved there from there, you know? But I feel like the things I'm going to talk about, a lot of you probably can relate if you're, like, moving outside of your own country and, like, building your life basically from zero. And I know I'm talking about this because I know a lot of Japanese people, like, either want to move out of Japan, and if not, like, they at least want to study abroad. In my experience, it's a little different because I'm not, like, just staying in a different country for a year, because that's what most people do. And when you are trying to collect information online and to see, like, what it's like to be abroad or study abroad, live abroad, they only show the good part of it. And they don't really show, like, I'm not saying that's not the reality, because there are moments where I'm like, oh, like, this is super cool. This is something that I would have never experienced if I stayed in my home country. But, like, it's not just that, I guess. And, like, I feel like you can have as many fun experiences as you want, as long as you pay for it. You pay the money for it. But for me, like, that wasn't really the case. Like, you can have fun if you pay money. Like, same goes for traveling, but I feel like me going to Canada and, like, trying to finish university, it's been such a survival. And, like, a lot of people from my Twitter, they're like, studying abroad is like mental kyoku gashiku, which is like, you try really hard for your mental. And in the end, like, when you look back, like, you feel like you had a good experience, but when you're in that moment, like, it doesn't really feel like it. But anyways, I really think it's true. Mental kyoku gashiku. So, first part I want to cover is living in and moving to a different country. So, as I said, it's not just, like, bad things. Like, there are good things and there are bad things, but I didn't have the expectation of, like, oh, me going to Canada by myself and, like, doing stuff would be this difficult. Like, if anything, I was thinking, oh, this is going to be so much fun. I'm so excited. Nothing bad. Well, not like that, but, like, this is going to be good. I'm very excited. I don't have anything particular to worry about. So I guess that's a good mindset when you're, like, first trying to go into something. But I was like, this is not easy because there's too much I don't know. And for some people, it could be, you know, language, culture, customs, like, things people do, and, like, how people interact with each other, and, like, how the logistics are, the people and, like, the systems and stuff like that. Because what I struggled with is, like, what you think is normal probably isn't normal in the country you're moving to, and you have no idea what to expect because you simply don't know. And I feel like I can say this to a lot of things, but if you don't know something, like, there's no way that you can know unless, like, you search for it. But if you don't know how to search for it, like, to get the information that you want, that's going to take a lot of time, right? And, like, if you have, like, a slightest idea of, like, what it's like or, like, what it is going to be like, you can kind of, like, work it out. But, like, if you don't know anything, you can't really do anything. Like, for example, like, in Japan, if I want to go somewhere, I'll Google, or I usually have this app that I use pretty often to find out the routes for the trains, right? So I type out the station that I want to go to, and then I type out the station that I'm departing from, and then it gives me the exact way to go to the station that I'm trying to go to. But I can only do this because I know the stations, right? Like, I have an idea of where to go and where it is and how to get there, or what I can do to figure out how to get there. But when you're in a different country, like, you don't really know which app to use to figure it out. Because, I mean, I guess Google can work, but it's usually not that accurate. What kind of stations are there, and, like, where they're at, and, like, what things are around those stations. So for you to be able to, like, go to some place and do stuff there, you have to know what's there. And if you don't know, you don't know. So, I mean, I feel like that can be very stressful. Like, for me, it was kind of stressful because I was like, I want to go to places and do stuff, but I just don't know. And, you know, using the internet is a very good way to know stuff, but you can't always find the exact information that you're looking for. So that's when you have to be, like, kind of be integrated in that society to, like, know what's going on. Like, not something very easy to do if you're just new to that place, right? So for me, in order to do the things that local people can easily do, I would have to try really hard. Or, like, I would need to have some support or help from the people there, right? Because if I don't have the help, like, I have to help myself. So that means getting the information. But if I can't get information, I'm kind of fucked. So that's that. And so I do the research, and I can do the research. But when there's a lot of things that you have to figure out, that's going to be a lot of researching. And it gets repetitive and frustrating at one point, having to do some research over and over to find out the information. Like, it gets rough, I feel like. I'm like, I wish I had this information, like, written out and, like, sorted out somewhere, but it's not. So I guess I have to do some research. It's not that I can't do it, but when you have to do a lot of it, it becomes a lot. So that's what I didn't really like about it. I mean, here's the thing, like, because I didn't know a lot of things, and I feel like I still don't know a lot of things. Like, I don't know what, you know, people generally think towards a certain thing. Like, I would have a good idea of, like, what Japanese people think about a certain ideas, but I don't know that for Canadian people. So that's where I feel like I'm not as integrated, I guess. So, like, through all of that, I feel like a baby and an incompetent, because when you move to a different country, it means, for me, I guess, in order for you to do things that other people, like Canadian people, can easily do, you have to try harder because you're standing at a different start line. So if the local people have to try hard in order to do something, like, you have to try harder. And I feel like that's especially true for studying, you know, like, if you're studying abroad and, like, you want to get grades as good as other Canadian students. And if you want to do that, you have to try harder because you have a problem with the language, first of all. So it's not going to be the same studying for Canadian students and studying as an international student. And then in Japan, like, I have people who've known me for a while, so, like, they know how I was in the past and how I am now. But in Canada, like, a lot of people don't know my past, which is good in a way, because, like, that means you can kind of, like, build up your whole personality from zero because they don't know who you are. But if people know how I was in the past, like, they can kind of compare with myself now, and they're like, oh, like, you've grown, or, like, I feel like I have to prove myself so that, like, they know, oh, like, this person can do it. And then I feel like, you know, a lot of people thought I was, like, doing good just because, like, I spoke English and, like, I had, like, the test course for it. And in Japan, if you speak English, people will treat you very, very nicely. So I was having that, and, like, that's what I would get in Japan, but, like, I go over to Canada, and, like, I speak English, but everyone speaks English, so, like, it's not special, it doesn't make me special. I think I tweeted it once, but, like, in Japan, if you speak English, like, you're good, but, like, if you go outside of Japan and you speak English, like, it doesn't really take you anywhere, I guess. So I was like, oh, like, I have this, like, respect and, like, admire from people, but now I feel like I don't have it there. So that kind of makes me feel like, maybe I should do different things or try different things. But here's a good part. Luckily, I didn't have issues with the language, or at least I don't think. But it's hard to say because language is, like, very connected with the culture too. So if you don't understand the language and you feel like you don't understand it, maybe it could just be, like, you not knowing the culture very well. But what I think about this is, like, if you don't know the language, like, before you face the problems with your, like, daily life or whatever it is, you can't go forward because, like, if you don't know the language, you can't get past that level because you're always going to struggle with the language before you struggle with something else because it's always in your way, right? So I think this is also true for studying. Like, if you don't know the language but you have to study in that language, you're going to spend more time studying that language rather than studying something in that language. I feel like that's huge for many international students. Like, if their English level isn't really there yet, they're going to have to spend a lot more time to study the material and then, like, study English too. So that's, again, what I mean by, like, you have to try harder than local students to get the same grades as the local students. And then, like, moving abroad by yourself, you don't know anyone there. And, like, now I have people that I know, and then I have people that I can kind of rely on. But when I was just, like, on the day that I just got to the airport, I was like, I don't know anyone, so I have to do a lot of things by myself. So, like, going to the bank, getting my social insurance number, shopping to get things that I needed to start living, and then moving and stuff like that. Again, like, it's not that I can't do, but I think this is usually something you get a lot of, like, help and support from, especially from your family. And even though I chose to, like, go to university abroad by myself, this is something that I wasn't really considering because I was only thinking about the part where I was, like, actually, like, studying for the school content, not, like, trying to have a life in a different country. So it was interesting, definitely interesting. All right, here we go. Going between countries back and forth. This is something I still haven't, like, quite figured out yet, but it feels weird now because my past life was, like, almost entirely situated in Japan, but now my main life is, like, moving over to Canada because I go to school there and I work there and I have, like, friends there. It's like, what am I, or what is my relationship with Japan now, you know? Like, my whole identity was based in Japan in the past, but, like, now it's slowly changing, and it feels weird because this is not something, like, I've had in the past. Right. So, like, I have a lot of people I know in Japan, and I have family and friends, but I don't have a lot of business to do in Japan, at least for now. So definitely, I feel like I have to, I have to have more connections in Canada, like, not just, like, people connections, but, like, mental connections there, so I feel like I actually live there, because if I have, like, stuff to do here in Japan, like, I wouldn't have that issue, but, like, at least I know I'm gonna be in Canada for the next, I don't know, 3-4 years. I can't just feel like, oh, my life is based in Japan. Like, it's not that. And, like, I still haven't figured out, like, my balance, the balance between, like, me with Japan and me with Canada. And I feel so weird to say this because I still don't know, like, what it means. But it was rough, like, when I figured out, or when I found out that I was, like, that I wasn't having, like, the connection with Japan, like, as close as it used to be. But, like, now I'm in Japan, so I don't have that feeling as much, but I don't want it to be, like, oh, I'm, like, 100% in Canada, or, like, I'm 100% in Japan. Like, I think I've always looked for, like, a good balance between, like, Japan and, like, something else that's not from Japan, whether it's, like, American, Canadian, whatever, but that's something that I found out that I like or want. So, you know, if I'm in Japan, like, I might dress differently or eat different things. But if I'm in Canada, like, I want my living to be, I want my life, or, like, I want my surroundings to be kind of like Japanese that remind me of Japan. So I have a good balance of, like, Canadian life and Japanese life. And then, oh, last part here. So moving abroad, it kind of means that I have to be more independent than ever, because usually I would have, like, friends or family that I can, like, always talk to if I have some issues. But if I don't have my if I don't have my family here, it kind of means, like, I have to figure it out on my own. From my image, like, whoever goes abroad, whether to study or to work, they have, like, a lot of motivation and, like, willpower and autonomy. But I feel like if you don't have that and, like, you just, like, kind of go abroad just because you felt like it and you have to be there for a very long time, you won't have a good time. And I feel like whoever is like, oh, like, I want to do this, but I don't want to make the effort to make it come true, so I'm going to rely on other people, like, you're not doing a very good job. So I feel like having this mentality of, like, oh, I'm going to figure this out, or I'm going to do it, that's very important. Like, having autonomy and, like, choosing what to do, selecting what to do. Sometimes I feel like I'm too independent, but I just can't let myself live relying on other people. So I think right now it's kind of like I'm learning the skills to live on my own right now by being in Canada. But yeah, I feel like just, you know, moving to Canada by myself, usually when people grow, they go up this, like, adult stairs one by one, but I feel like I just skip 10 steps and I'm like, oh, here I am, like, a little adult. I wouldn't say I'm, like, an adult, fully adult yet, just because, like, I'm not super financially independent yet, but that's one of my main goals as a person now. So if I get to the point where I'm, like, finally financially independent and, like, doing my stuff, that's when I'm gonna feel like an actual adult. Kind of excited, but, like, not really, because I know what it feels like to be forced to stop being a child, I guess. And I feel like overall, studying abroad, it's not just fun stuff, but I do feel like when I look back the whole process, I think I will have gained a lot, and then my viewpoints and, like, values definitely changed. And then I think it'll be a good, like, opportunity for everyone to kind of, like, reevaluate what's important to them. Because I was also in the moment of, like, oh, what is important to me? Or, like, what do I want? What do I want to pursue? So it's not just bad things, but I feel like being in the moment of, like, oh, I don't know if I'm doing this right. And I even know, like, people, I know there's a lot of people who study abroad, but they're usually for, like, 3 months. And if it's, even if it's long, it's just for 1 year. So I understand, like, I'm having different experience from them because I'm going to be outside of Japan for a very long time. But, like, even just considering that, like, I didn't think this is what I would experience when I was having an idea of, like, going to university abroad. So, like, knowing this now, I don't think I would have changed my decision in the past if I had known this. Because I don't regret the decision of, like, choosing to go to Canada, but definitely did not think, like, I'm gonna have a lot of struggles, I guess. So that's what I wanted to tell today. So I know this was a little sloppy episode and I talked funny just because, like, my tooth is missing. But I hope you guys enjoyed the episode, and I'm hoping to upload more episodes because I've been procrastinating on it. And I do want to get back to podcasting. It's so much fun. So hopefully I can come up with a couple of more episodes in a few weeks. Please ask if you have any questions or something that you want to talk about. And if you want to come on a show and be a guest, please let me know. My socials, I think my Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok are at Teriyaki English. If not, I'll have to double check, but I think they are Teriyaki English. So make sure to follow me, shoot me a DM, comment whatever you want to. And hopefully I'll come back with another episode in a few weeks. And if not, I'll upload another one in 5 months.